Our Power Hour. My name is Aaron.
I got Sasha.
And this is Durant Jones and the Indications with Witchu.
Come through, bring the crew. excuses and the tears of old, and the thoughts of men who appeared so bold. War becomes the drug, and the dreams decay, though the absence comes from the tears of old.
Listening to 101.9 CITR FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh people. This is the Flower Power Hour.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
Today we're going a cappella. We decided to go off soundboard to
give the people a break.
Give the people a break. Because I could have gone down that rabbit hole forever.
It's not something you want to be identified by, but it's something that we really want to be a huge part of our lives and the show.
And it will be back. So don't, if you're worried, don't be.
It'll be back next week. I hope everyone's having a great week so far. It's October 1st today, which is like very exciting. It's pretty fally out there.
I cannot believe it's October 1st.
Oh my, it's already October?
There's this great Jimmy Fallon bit where every first of month he plays compilations of news channels being just discombobulated by the change of the month. And it's like every single month of every year ever, every single news channel starts their show with, I cannot believe it's October 1st already.
It's October 1st. Oh my goodness. Where's the time gone?
we just had Kit Sebastian for you playing Lost Song after the break. And Duran Jones and the Indications. Two bands bringing that 60s and 70s soul and groove back to the modern era. Kit Sebastian's based out of London, UK. Gone to them. Debut album Mantra Moderna came out in 2019. Based in Turkey, UK, and France, bringing in some of those European psychedelic jazz influences. And they have a new album called Melody that's out today.
Woo!
So if you like that, give it a listen because they're doing some super cool stuff.
And before that, yeah, it was Duran Jones and the Indications with Wichu from their album Private Space from this year. Wichu is one of the lead singles. Definitely one of the funkier songs I've heard this year.
One of the more charismatic bands making music right now.
Truly, Aaron Fraser, like some good stuff.
Out on Domino Records.
Amen.
We got a bunch of CanCon for you guys today after those two international starring songs. We've got a brand new local Grim on the show for you today Kingfisher Blues.
Well, Club Sofa.
Club Sofa, we got Absolutely Free, Toronto Indie Boys.
Should we kick in with them right now?
Absolutely Free?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. We should play them right now.
How to Paint Clouds from their album Aftertouch. This is Absolutely Free on the Flower Power Hour on CITR-FM. You are listening to the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR FM. My name is Aaron. I'm here with Sasha.
Hello.
You just heard Utopian Fiction from Grimm's new album, Electro Folklore. So we saw Grimm play at Victory Square Block Party at the beginning of September, and that was pretty cool.
I sold them raffle tickets.
Do you think they won?
They didn't win. I actually also sold Tegan and Sarah raffle tickets.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. There was a lot of Vancouver artists coming out to represent the local scene for CITR out there at Victory Square.
Sold some raffle tickets to Doohickey Cubicle.
Doohickey Cubicle. Very cool, yeah. Before that, you heard Conscious Vibes from Seekers International. And then what we started up with after our last time, you heard our voices, was How to Paint Clouds by Absolutely Free. And yeah, so we tried to introduce this segment last week, and it didn't go as good as it could have gone, and we're gonna try it again.
My diction isn't strong enough to give you one word that,
okay, so
that expresses how I feel.
So we're gonna adjust it a bit. It's not gonna be one word. It's gonna be one thought, and I'm gonna read some headlines to Sasha here that he doesn't know what they are at all. And I'm going to ask for a single impression. We'll call it one impression.
We'll call it one impression.
On a music headline, not
we'll
one word.
We'll call it one impression.
Just one impression.
What the hell?
All right, so I'm going to fire just a handful to you today, all right?
Okay, yeah, go for it.
LCD Sound System announces 20-show residency at Brooklyn Steel.
That's awesome. I love LCD Sound System. I would see them play 19 nights out of those 20.
Awesome. Are you busy the 20th night?
Is in New York. It's all New York now.
Brooklyn Steel, yeah.
I imagine that you'd get sick of playing the same venue 20 nights in a row.
Yeah.
But that's what they do in Vegas. That's what like Lady Gaga's doing and Elton John. It's James, like, Murphy's old. I get he probably wants to like pick up his kids from school.
You don't
stuff.
Usually see that with indie bands, I would say. But yeah, all right. So the next headline is Billie Eilish will play the role of Sally alongside Danny Elfman's Jack Skellington in the live-to-film concert experience of The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's brilliant casting.
You think so?
Yeah, why not? Billie Eilish seems like that. That just seems so of her aesthetic, no?
Yeah, it does, honestly.
It seems, I feel like that's something that she's probably talked about in interviews in the past, how much she loves
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, you know there's a Jack
You know
Skellington
her and Phidias
tattoo.
Are getting in their PJs and popcorn and watching Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, speaking of skeletons, Phoebe Bridgers has released a cover of Bo Burnham's That Funny Feeling.
Oh, that's awesome. I did see that prior. Bo Burnham's funny. She actually is also getting sued.
She is. That actually, I have the note here. We have Phoebe Bridgers is apparently being sued for defamation by a producer that claims she intentionally used her high-profile public platform on Instagram to publish false statements regarding Chris Nielsen.
Yeah, so the craziest part about me reading about that was that I saw that news initially on E! News, Entertainment News Weekly, and I was like, oh my god, Phoebe Bridgers is famous. Like, that's a tabloid. Like, imagine going from your only coverage being, like, Paste Magazine in Brooklyn, and then, like, a year later, people, like proper tabloids
playing the Tonight Show, all of it,
because that's like a big step up in fame is like Pitchfork and Rolling Stone versus like E! News and TMZ caring
it's true. I'm not trying to like poke too many jokes at the defamation claims, because I don't actually know, but he is suing for like $3.5 million, which you wouldn't be doing that if you were just some other run-of-the-mill indie artist.
I stan Phoebe Bridgers.
Me too. So overall,
so we'll
to lead
the benefit of the doubt
to lead into now. The benefit of the doubt of Phoebe Bridgers, the cover of Bo Burnham's That Funny Feeling will actually, all the proceeds will go to Texas abortion funds, and the money will be split between 10 different organizations. So that's pretty cool.
Right on, Phoebe.
Back. So, all right, I just got a couple more for you here. Okay. Alana Haim from Haim will star in the new Paul Thomas Anderson film, Licorice Pizza.
I actually did see that too. I'm curious. I think that non-actors starring in great in prolific and established directors' movies is often fruitful.
Yes.
And I'm excited to see how that comes about. Yeah,
me too. I'm excited to see that movie, actually. Beach House announces new album and tour, and they actually announced it. I think they might have got the stations mixed up, because they actually announced it on Kink 101.9 FM.
What do you mean they got them mixed up? Like,
they must have tried to go on CITR, I would assume.
Yes.
Kink 101.9.
I actually just missed an email from Beach House's manager in, my inbox. They moved on to Kink 101.9. No, yeah, that sounds great. I love Beach House. Excited to see what they do next, at least. A band with a very consistent sound.
On their best days, yep.
On their best days. But I feel that they have like dark horse quality that at any given moment they can surprise us.
They could fly up with one of the top albums of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got one more for you and it's my favorite.
Okay.
All right. Liam Gallagher says falling out of a helicopter was an act of God. He says, I wouldn't have minded going that way. It's better than slipping on a chopstick, isn't it?
That's awesome. I love Liam Gallagher. I'm so glad that he's still alive so he can say clever British things.
Funny things. It's better than slipping on a chopstick.
He's like an angry man.
They're both so angry. They're really angry for a couple guys who just have made millions in their career.
Little British gremlins.
The Gallagher brothers.
Oh, that's by miracle, isn't it?
So, speaking of the Gallagher brothers, but not at all at the same time, we actually have some local music to promote and not playing Wonderwall for the 50th, 1000th time. So, we have M-E-L-T by Club Sofa, their new single, which I assume stands for Melt.
Well, I mean, it's an acronym, so it stands for...
Maybe it stands for something else. We'll figure it out. But we're going to go to them next. And this is the Flower Power Hour. And we'll come back to you with some more fun talk.
Happy Friday!
Happy Friday!
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Red Cap Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
And welcome back to the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR FM, broadcasting on the silky smooth airwaves of 101.9 CITR FM.
the spooky airwaves of October.
Spooky October airwaves. We're actually going to have a lot of spookier shows coming up in the near future. But actually, next show, I'm not even going to be here. I'm going to be back home for Thanksgiving in Calgary. So instead of leaving Sasha alone in the booth, we're going to try something else.
Yeah, I'm going to try to call Violet, our friend who's the... who's an exec here at CITR.
Spoken word, yeah.
Spoken word, and speaks nicely, so...
Yeah, we're going to try and get Violet to fill in for me. So here comes a live call in the air. Let's see if it works.
Hi.
Hello, Violet.
I'm listening to your radio show.
Oh, nice. Would you like to be my co-host
hey,
with me next week?
I would be honored to be your co-host next week.
Woohoo! Yay!
Oh, thanks for listening.
Violet, you're the best.
Okay, see you later.
Oh, what a wonderful treat that is. Violet's coming in the booth next week.
I don't know if we got good volume on that, yeah. But she said that she'd be honored and would be excited to be the co-host
next
week.
And she was already listening, which is so nice. That just proves there alone that Violet is fit for this position.
It is.
Some very big shoes to fill, though. If I may say so myself, I am a size 12. Wah, wah, wah. Okay. Right, no soundboard? Maybe we do need it. The last couple songs you heard there was MELT by Club Sofa, a new single, so potentially a new album to expect on that front.
And we're taking ideas on what you think MELT stands for, other than melt.
We are. And then the next song you heard was Try to Tell You, which is from The Weather Station. And they just put out the new deluxe edition.
Yeah.
Of Ignorance.
Really exciting. Really cool band from Toronto. Plays with two drummers, which is my favorite anecdote for that band because they don't... They're like a laid-back
indie folk band. Yeah.
With two drummers. But shout out Percussion.
Shout out Percussion for sure. And Sasha mentioned earlier the new Howdy album that's out today. That's True Love. We also got a couple others. Illuminati Hotties, new album.
Illuminati Hottie. Yep.
Let Me Do One More. We got a new Live King Giz album, Live from Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And Explosion.
Also, new albums out recently. Mm-hmm. We got the Sufjan Stevens, Angelo de Augustine, A Beginner's Mind, which is my personal favorite.
You might hear something about on that today.
Oh, yeah. We got a song on the show today from that record. We got new Andy Schaaf today from his new record. A quiet release. A surprising release.
I don't mind that from Andy Schaaf at this point, where he's at. Under the radar.
He's a quiet, surprising guy.
He is.
He shaved his head.
Did
just
he?
Like, yeah, yeah.
He shaved his head just because?
I mean, I don't know him very well, but I'm sure he might have had like different motives, but that's what it seemed like. Yeah.
Coming back on the next break, we are going to call Andy Schaaf and ask why he shaved his head on 101.9
CITR FM.
Here we go. We got Faye Webster featuring Meihara. This is Overslept from Faye Webster's new album, I Know I'm Funny. Ha ha. This is the Flower Power Hour.
Sleep. I'm always next to you. Do you see me in your dreams? 'Cause I see you see me too. At times my mind feels too full, and I want to empty it. But I'm scared to write my thoughts down in case someone steals them. But I got you. Thank you.
Spoke in Spanish on the beach. I tried to make up my mind whether I could understand the words you said. You took my hand and we walked out. I forgot to lock the door. You stood waiting in a long dark dress. I wished it could be born. Shoes taking shorts, oh, that sound of authority. You speak in Spanish and I turn to watch the musicians play, standing straight with their smiling eyes. I wish it could be permanent. You would have done if I had bought the ring and decided to go down on one knee. And in an operatic voice, I would start singing with the band. It would be so mortifying. It makes me laugh. I wished it could be born. Said you wished we could stay, boarded the plane and everything changed. I wished it could be permanent. I wished it could be permanent.
And welcome back to the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR-FM. My name is Aaron, and I'm here with Sasha across from me.
I have one headline for you this morning.
Oh, boy.
And Billy Talent's going back on tour.
No. Oh, my God.
With a rising gainst and pop.
And pop.
And pop, yeah.
Very cool.
Good tour.
Honestly, we'll have to, I mean, where are they playing in Vancouver? Do you know? Are they coming to Vancouver? I assume they would be.
They
some research on the fly here. This is live radio, folks.
It's a East Coast tour. They're going to Quebec City, okay. Toronto, Ottawa, Laval, Quebec, London, Ontario. I actually saw Pup in London, Ontario, at a small pub, and it was brilliant. They're doing warm up shows before the tour of their most recent full length album. And it was like 100 people, and they blew my socks off.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I would love to see Billy Talent.
Should we go to Laval to see Billy Talent?
I would love to. I honestly, like, Billy Talent holds such a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, my youth and Canadian music.
I think
they're one of the first Canadian bands that I was, like, when I was, like, in grade 6. Oh, these guys are so profound, so sick.
My first CD I was ever given to me was American Idiot by Green Day.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom didn't let me listen to it for like a year or two.
Naturally.
Upon getting it gifted to me by my uncle. But my first CD I bought with my own money was Billy Talent 2.
Whoa.
In my little CD player, just like in the backseat of my parents' car, just chilling with some Billy Talent 2, Try Honesty, Fallen Leaves.
Yeah, honestly, my parents also were like censoring my CD collection. My sister bought me an Outkast CD for my like 8th birthday. I think that maybe like Hey Ya was on the radio at that time, and she liked this. She got me the CD, and my mom was like, "You're not listening to that stuff."
Yeah, I mean, understandable, but at the same time,
let me listen to what I want to listen to. Yeah. A Devil in a Midnight Mass.
Yeah, maybe not the best stuff for like a 7-year-old to be listening to, but in retrospect.
But anyways, we stand Billy Talent.
We do, and honestly, what we got next is quite the opposite. We're going to play like some slower kind of songs to end the show. We're going to have 2 or 3 slow songs. And, you know, I think it's important to remember on a spooky day such as this, that slow can be kind too. So we have a Beach Fossils cover of This Year, and it's a piano rendition, which is really cool.
Is it considered a cover if it's the song that they...
I guess not a cover, a rendition.
Yeah,
it's a rendition, yeah. So that'll be what we start out with here. We're going to cruise into Song on the Beach from Arcade Fire and Owen Pallett on the Her soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. A shared movie that Aaron and I believe to be brilliant.
Absolutely.
One of our favorites.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe we'll watch that tonight.
Maybe we will. And speaking of movies, the last song we got...
Yeah, it's Lacrimae from A Beginner's Mind off the Sufjan Stevens and Angelo D'Agostino album. Every song on that album was inspired by a movie that Sufjan and Angelo watched in a cabin in upstate New York. They watched a movie, then they wrote a song, and repeated the cycle again.
Pretty sensational idea for an album.
Yeah, and it creates this like Belle and Sebastian-esque third-person writing where they're like making these... like caricatures over folk music that I think makes this album incredibly special.
So we'll come to you first with Beach Fossils, into Arcade Fire and Owen Pallett, then over to Sufjan and Angelo on the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR-FM.
Time to be on the other way. I know you're gonna try and bring me down. Run, 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 feet on the other way. Not gonna be time when you're
be there in time. ocean. All the dreams I vowed to make come true, and the life I long to take I lose. Lord, why must this life be so cruel?
Welcome back to the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR FM. My name is Aaron, and I got Sasha across from me here. The last three songs you heard were This Year, the piano rendition by Beach Fossils, and then On to Song on the Beach by Arcade Fire and Owen Pallett from the Her score, and then we ended today with Lacrimae from A Beginner's Mind by Sufjan Stevens and Angelo D'Agostin. And that's going to do it for our show today pretty well.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for everyone listening today. We're going to be back next Friday, / not we, because our shout-out segment today will involve one person and one person only.
Violet Miles, thank you for filling in next week. We're so excited to have you. Violet Miles, Bucks County Let's High go. School Poet of the Year Award, first runner-up. Excellent in student programming, Caroline Buck Book Award. Fantastic journalist, cinematographer.
Hell yeah. So we're very stoked that Violet can pop in and join the booth with Sasha. I will be probably just listening in Calgary.
Yeah. I'm glad that you got access to the soundboard to end our show. Okay.
It's a must.
Have a good week, everyone.